I'm continuing this interview with Cindy Smith, and she's going to continue talking a bit about the Grove Committee.
We had meetings about, not every month, but in the summertime we had them more frequently, and we sort of helped to regulate the price of boats and canoes, who was mooring them, how much we could charge for people to come in and for cars to be parked. And just upgrading some of the things to do with the Grove. And I got off the committee many years ago, and now they've made a new upper building, and they've changed the store building, and there's more beach. They put in several tiers of beach, which has worked out nice. They have a swimming lanes where they have swimming meets, and many of the talent, they come for their final meet at our Grove because it's a bigger water area and bigger place to sit and watch the meet.
Did you have any connection with hiring lifeguards?
I had no connection with that.
That would have been the manager of the Grove.
Yes.
Now, after Mr. Timmons retired, Frank Markey took over?
I think it was Frank Markey. Took over.
And then it was Jim Rutledge.
Yes.
And then it was John Pogue.
As far as I can remember.
And I know that Stacy Dodge is in charge of it now.
And she has been for several years.
Several years.
Yes. Now, I was away some of that time going to school and so forth, so I don't have the dates or anything.
That's fine. We've talked a lot about your father, but I'd like to have some information about your mother. Now, she was the daughter of Dr. Tuttle.
That's right.
When did she and her family come to town?
I think she said she was about 9 years old when they came to town. Obviously, I wasn't around then, so
no.
I don't remember exactly. But they lived. She grew up down in the house that is now where the Salisbury Bank and Trust is. And her house was moved to the back, behind, or over near where the current Lakeville Journal is. Her house was moved over there.
It's the big white building with the...
I think it's white.
Okay.
I don't recall. Okay. I haven't paid much attention to it.
All right. But it's not the building where the Salisbury Bank and Trust offices are. It's the other one.
It's on the other side.
It's on the other side.
Behind the parking lot there.
Was she involved in Garden Club?
Yes, she was involved in Garden Club for many years. When before she got married, she was a teacher, or a part-time teacher with some lady that I don't remember her name. And she taught some of the kids.
Oh, was that Miss Tracy's school or Miss Stewart's school?
Miss Stewart's school.
Miss Stewart's school.
Yeah, it was Miss Stewart's school. See, there again, I wasn't around, so I don't remember all the facts.
Well, that's all right.
That well. But when my parents got married, my father was born here in Lakeville. And when they went to the high school, which is now the post office, and that's where they had high school. And when they got married, they lived in the Holly Block, which is no longer the Holly Block, but it's now a nice park now. But it was Laverty's drugstore underneath, and up above were apartments. And they lived there for about a year until they built their house across from my father's parents. And that's where I grew up, which is just down the road from where I currently live.
What's the street number?
Lakeview. I don't know what their number
is. But it's Lakeview.
Lakeview Avenue, yes.
Did your parents buy the property from the Kane sisters, or do you know?
They bought the property, and I don't remember who from.
Okay.
I don't think it was the Kane sisters, but it might have been Harry Bellini. And I think Bill Rainsford was the one who built the house, but not built like they are today. It was built board by board.
Oh, yes. Now, I think your mother took dictation from some people.
Yes, she did. She took dictation from Mr. McChesney, I don't recall his first name.
John?
Could be. I took the dictation from him when my youngest brother was a baby, and she used to go out into his car to take dictation from him because it was quieter than being in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, after my brother went to school, she was secretary for Rod Aller and worked 2 or 3 days a week, you know, for him as his secretary to help pay for going away to school.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Which she enjoyed, and she also did time down at my father's store.
Oh, yes. Was she bookkeeper for your father?
No.
Just general?
Just general. When she was needed, she worked on the cash register or fill in or whatever. I did, too, and so did my sister.
Oh, yes.
Especially at Christmas time. We did a lot of filling in down there, a lot of marking of things and helping set up the trains, 2 train sets, which are upstairs in Toyland, which was only around for 2 months, month of November and December.
And that was a very popular place to be around Christmas time.
Very popular. In fact, it's about the only place around here. Well, now there's nothing. You have to go out to a city to find a toy or something for somebody. But that was the only place where you got toys or Christmas things for Christmas. It was just sort of the general, I'll say, department store, because it had just about everything in it. Glasses and clothing and stuff to do with painting and
everything.
Everything. It just had everything in it.
What happened to the train set? Do you have it?
No, the train set was given away. The 2 train sets, there was a working freight train that dumped coal and logs and picked them up and stuff, and then there was just a regular passenger train, and both were given away at Christmas time. People would put their, when they bought some, they put slips in a little box, and that was drawn
like a lottery?
Like a lottery, yes.
So and that each year you had
two new trains.
Two new trains. So this would probably be Lionel trains.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably.
Okay.
No, we never had one.
But you could play with the one at the store.
Yes, I played with the one at the store until my brothers got old enough, and then they took over that job, and my sister and I took over selling of things and putting things up in the attic, which was where people used to buy things and store them before Christmas.
Layaway plan.
Like a layaway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What have I forgotten? What should I ask you that I haven't?
I don't remember. I don't know.
I know you told me that you remember your 21st birthday.
Oh, my 21st birthday was the big flood of 55, and it washed out the city of Winston.
Yes.
And I was working in New Haven at the time, and I was coming home from the weekend, and I got as far as Falls Village and followed the state truck who was closing the road because of water over it.
But you did get home.
I did get home, yes. I got home without being waterlogged.
Fortunate.
Yes, yes.
What are some of the civic activities that you participate in over the years?
Well, I've done a lot of stuff for our church over the years, various different things. I'm right now a member of the Republican Town Committee. I really didn't do too much at all in town before I got married, which was almost 40 years ago now. I wasn't living here. I was living down in New Haven.
Yeah.
So, but since I've been living here, mostly with the church, I was babysitting. I did a lot of babysitting. I don't know, 50 to 75 kids I used to babysit for before or after school.
Yeah.
Started with kindergartners. Because my son was going to kindergarten, and the bus came here to pick up kids, and also drop off kids for the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes fed them lunch if they were going to school, and they came home for lunch, they'd already had it, and sometimes have a nap or two with one or two of them.
Were you babysitting at the same time Ann Chase was babysitting?
Yes, I was.
Because I knew about Ann Chase.
Mm-hmm. I did, but I had more babies. She had more kids.
She had the older ones. You had
the
little ones. Well, your specialty is pediatrics, isn't it?
Right. I did pediatrics when I had my training at Yale, and I did pediatrics there all the time. Either newborns up through 3 years of age.
Lucky you.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I loved it.
Wonderful. I wouldn't have been able to stand it.
Neither could my sister.
Ah. Well, if there isn't anything else, Cindy, I thank you very much.
I can't think of anything else except my childhood, which I think you have in the other...
We have that.
You have that already, yeah. So...
Thank you.
You're very welcome.